Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And I hope you guys are having a great night. I'm not sure how long this show is going to go on tonight because I've had a busy day, but I just wanted to come through and share a few nuggets that God has placed on my heart to share with you guys tonight. I'm going to give everyone a chance to come through. What's going on, Mom? How you doing? I got my mother out there coming through tonight. What's going on with you? You know, tonight, hey, Mom, wait a minute. Tonight, I'm going to talk about finding peace in your now. Finding peace in your now. What's going on, Laura? What's going on, Laura? And tonight, I'm going to say this. Finding peace in your now. Have you ever, in your now, in the place where you are right now, this moment, finding peace in your moment, finding peace in your now. And I just got to tell you this. I just have to tell you this. I'm just grateful for what God is doing in my life this season. And I had the opportunity to get away. I had the opportunity to actually get away and to actually really think. You know, my heart was heavy. I had a lot of things going on, a lot of decisions I need to make. And how many of you know that sometimes when you sometimes you get to change your scenery, sometimes God will have you change your scenery so he can speak to you. What's going on, Teresa? And that's pretty much what happened. That's pretty much what happened to me. What I want to talk about again is finding peace in your now. I was able to get away, visit family and friends. I call them friends and family sometimes. And so I was with family. And God began to speak to me. He began to show me different things that I did not see and some things that that I had not I wasn't willing to sit back and say, okay, Lord, what direction are you telling me to go in? You know, and finding peace in your now. Finding peace in your now. I'm coming to you guys, if you have your Bibles, from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. I know there's a lot of scripture, but I just wanted to just share a little bit with you guys tonight, and then I'm going to call it an early night for me. And then I'm gonna come back on Thursday night and do the full show. But if it goes that long tonight, then great. I'm just putting it all in God's hands. Finding peace in your now. It took a lot for me to get to the place where I said, Lord, okay, you know, you have your way, you have your will. Because how many of you know sometimes we foresee that something is about to happen and something's coming our way, we try to deal with it in our own mind. But, you know, like I've been saying, like God's been putting on my heart, laying on my heart, and even the discussions that we've been having every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 is that the whole thing about trusting in the Lord totally, that sometimes God will require us to, he might say, no, not yet, but when you get to that point, you say, look, I'm just going to rest in what you're saying, Lord. I'm going to rest in what you're trying to speak to my heart, what you're trying to speak to my life. I'm just going to say yes, and I'm going to believe you and I'm just going to go ahead and do that thing. So I had to come to some resolve about certain things that are going on in my life at this season. And it's like, Lord, do I do this? Do I make this decision? And God's saying, this is what I'm calling you to do. So I have that peace. And finding that peace in your moment, that moment where you are right now, is so important. A lot of people, end up, sometimes we worry about different things, like how are we going to do the Lord's will? How are we going to do that? And how many of you know that sometimes even in the midst of that, God might just say, look, sit back and relax. Just worship me. Instead of trying to figure out how you're going to do it or how God is going to do it, just sit back and worship me. Just like, remember the story about Martha and Mary and Martha. Martha's like, we tell Mary, come on up here. I'm trying to clean this house up, basically. And he's basically saying, she's doing the better thing. No, she's both doing great, great things, but she's sitting down at my feet. She's worshiping me right now, right here. And I just want to say this. I had to get to the point in my life where I just said, okay, Lord, it doesn't look like this particular event is going to happen right now. And I went away, and God began to speak to me. He began to show me different things. Sometimes God takes you out of your settings so he can show you his will, because while you're in that setting, you're thinking about all those things that are in front of you. What's going on, Waddles? All those different things are coming in front of you. All those different things are coming to you. Different things are coming. You know, you have this coming from this angle, this coming from that, north, south, east, and west. And sometimes God removes you so he can show you what he's trying to get you to do. Hey, Debbie, what's going on? I didn't say Debbie. What's going on, Waddles? What's going on, Waddles? And but you know, how many of you know that God will do that? He will take you and change the scenery. And the trip that I just now came back from was one of the most relaxing trips I've had in a while. And I had to get to the place where I said, okay, Lord, what are you saying to me? And God's like, you already know what I'm saying to you. I said, then I just had to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Debbie is fine. You know, I've never called you Debbie Waddles. I've never. I don't know where that came from. I never called you that. But I appreciate you. Love you. But you know, it's like even doing the things that we feel like God has called us to do. How many of you guys know there's a season for everything? And if you're rushing, then rush it. Rushing to try to get things done. It's like God's like, look, that is not happening right now. So when I went away, I came to resolve. It's like I immediately got the answer. Then I had to accept the answer. Then I had to find peace in that answer. You know, because I love you too, Waters. To say amen. You know, you got to find peace in that answer. Whatever God is saying to you, you got to find peace. Finding peace in your now. You know, I might be going through some things right now, but I'm still going to have peace. I might be looking at all these different things happening, but I still have peace. So finding peace in your now is so important. I'm going to read the scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 says this. Jesus is talking, and he says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? No one. I put the no one in there. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after all those things, all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first, all right, his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. What's going on, Karina? Finding peace in your now. You know, how many of you know that when God begins to move in your life, when he begins to open doors, that sometimes you might run into some opposition? Sometimes when God begins to open up those doors and move in your life, and things become new, sometimes we become afraid. We talk about that. Oh, I talked about that. Maybe with some other people. Maybe we didn't talk about that in particular. But sometimes fear sets in. And then sometimes we sabotage ourselves before we can even get started. We sabotage because we don't know what it feels like to be free. We don't know what it feels like to deal with change. But if we say that we want the things of God, that means we have to do things. If we do things the way we've always done it, and you hope those series, you don't experience any results, then try something else. But, you know, God in this season is doing something new in our lives. I believe he's doing something new. He wants us to stand up. He wants us to use our gifts. He wants us to take that leap of faith. And I believe that's, I know that's what he's saying to me in life. And I believe that that's what he's saying to you as well. You know, one thing we have to do is be faithful to God. You know, sometimes we worry, Lord, how is my ministry going to grow? How am I going to get from point A to point B? I know I've had those thoughts. Lord, how is it going to happen? Lord, this person is not working with me. This person is not doing what they say they're supposed to do. And sometimes God might say, this is not it. This is not, you know, sit back, chill out, relax. Do not worry. You know, and how many of you know that even in that whole thing about sitting back and relaxing and trusting God, sometimes that stuff will come up. Those insecurities, those things that you say, I don't want to think about that, you know, they'll come up. But something happens when we get to the point where we realize if God is taking care of all these different things in our lives, surely God's going to take care of this. One thing we have to do is focus on him, finding peace in your now. Sometimes I say, I'm going to talk about some affirmations. You know, what's up, Tiberia? Affirmations. You know, things that you say to encouraging inspirational messages to encourage yourself, speaking positively over your life. I will trust in the Lord. And finding peace in your now is very, very important that you get to a point where you, as a Christian, where you trust in the Lord. That means that it doesn't matter how crazy people are acting around you. When God is giving you that word, you stand on that word. When God told you, I will never leave you nor forsake you, you stand on that word. So finding peace in your now, in your moment, is get to a place where you say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. What's going on, Aunt Gracie? Aunt Grace. You find trust in the Lord and you trust in him. You trust him. You believe him. You know, let me tell you this. Have you ever been to a place where your mind is rolling? You have all these different emotions and thoughts coming to you from north, south, east, and west. And you just have to get to that point where you say, Lord, I am going to trust in you. I am going to trust in you. I am going to trust. I will trust in you. You know, and finding peace in your now, trusting in the Lord is essential. When you realize that we don't have all this power. He's given us the power. He's given us the ability. But we need his help in order for us to do what he's called us to do. You know, Walter says this, find peace in your now. Stand on the word of God and trust God. That's it. Find peace in your now. Yeah, yeah, and that's the title of tonight's message, Waddles. Find peace in your now. Finding peace in your now. First point, I will trust in the Lord. Sometimes you have to make that declaration over your life. Sometimes when things are going on, you have different thoughts, you know, come to your mind, the devil trying to talk to you. You have doubt trying to talk to you, fear. You know, sometimes you have to say, no, I will trust in the Lord. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. You have to talk to yourself. Something happens when we hear the words that come out of our mouths. When we hear these words bring forth life, and these words bring forth death. That's how come it's so important that we watch the things that we do say and the things we do hear. But you have to make a declaration of your life. I will trust in the Lord. You know, let me ask this question. How do you guys trust in the Lord? And if you've gone through an issue in your life, those who are listening and tuning in, how did you deal with trusting in the Lord? How do you trust in the Lord? Why do you trust in the Lord? Walter says this, peace is there like a still water pond. Just dive in and wait. Now, I love that analogy. What's going on, Matthew? I love that analogy, Waddles. You said, peace is there like a still water pond. I love the word. You said, still water pond. It's not moving. It's still. Just dive in and wait. I will trust in the Lord. I will wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. What's going on, Charles? What's going on, Derek? We're talking about finding peace in your now. We're talking about finding peace in your now. What's going on, Dorothy? You know, think about this. Like when you said, like dive into that still water, Waddles, that still water pond. Just dive in and wait. I will trust in the Lord. Sometimes you have to wait. Lord, what are you saying to me, Lord? What are you trying to say to me? Teresa says this, pray about it and leave it in his hands. Yeah, pray about it and leave it in his hands. I will trust in the Lord. The biggest thing, Teresa, is getting to that point where you say, I'm going to leave it in his hands. Because how many of you know sometimes we say, I'm going to leave it in his hands. Lord, have you done it yet? Have you moved yet? Oh, then we say, we go back to it. We try to help him. I'm going to help you do your will, Lord. I'm going to help you out right now. This is going a little bit too slow. No, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. What's going on, Savion? Slow down. You know, leave it in his hands. Sometimes we say leave it at the cross, right? Pray about it, leave it at the cross. You know, what's going on, Lonnie? Got Lonnie on here. What's going on, Angel? You know, tonight for those who are coming on right now, we're talking about finding peace in your now. And I was talking about how important, what's going on, amen, Lonnie, how important it is to trust in the Lord. When you get to that point, we say, I would trust in the Lord. Like some of you guys are saying, wait. Like Waddles was saying, peace is there like a still water pond. Just dive in and wait. Teresa saying, pray about it and leave it in his hands. But, you know, the thing that I really wrestle with for myself, I don't know about you guys, is leaving it in God's hands. How many of you know that sometimes we have some control issues, right? What's going on, Tashin? Sometimes we have some control issues because we want to do things the way we want to do them. And sometimes God might say, I'm not going to do it that way. One thing we have to do is be obedient to what God is saying, obedient to what God is saying. How many of you know that sometimes we put things on God, and we say, this goes along with what we talked about last week. Sometimes we say, God put me through this, God put me through that. But sometimes we put ourselves through things because we don't trust in the Lord, and we have a problem with finding peace in our now, especially when the situation does not appear that is going in the direction that we feel that the situation should go in. One thing I'm going to say is this, guys. and finding peace in your now, I would trust in the Lord. We have to believe that God is going to work things out for our good. And sometimes we become so fixated on the things we want, on the desire, the end results, that we think that we know better than God. I don't know about you, but that's where I know I've made mistakes. I don't know about you, but I know that's where I have made some mistakes. What's going on, Noel? But get to that point where you say, you know what? I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to obey him. I'm going to wait. I'm going to leave it there so that I can have that peace. Because as long as we wrestle with the whole thing about the control thing, you know, we're not going to have peace. As long as we wrestle with God about, now say this, because sometimes God will speak to you, that small, that small, still voice, God will speak to you, the Holy Spirit will speak to you, and I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I've done this. Lord, I go left. I don't want to go left. I don't want to go left. Why can't I go straight? Why can't I go do it this way? You know, and we go through this back and forth thing. But if we say that we believe in God, and we say we want to find peace in God, then we've got to trust him. That means that when he's talking to us and he's leading and guiding us, we have to be willing to say, yes, Lord. You know, God knows the situation. He knows the end result. You know, it's just like I've heard people say things like, I was going to this location and something happened and I didn't go. I listened to his voice and I didn't go and I stayed. And then something bad or terrible happened. You know, I don't know if you guys have heard stories like that, but I have. You know, I've experienced it too. You know, so it pays to listen to what God is saying to you. It pays to be obedient. You know, finding peace in your now. Finding peace in your now. You know, one of the things about this scripture in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, Jesus basically just telling them, stop worrying. What's going on, Stephen? Stop worrying about how you're going to do this and how you're going to do that. You know, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat. You know, don't worry about your body, what you're going to wear. You know, listen, if we look around, we can see that God has been taking care of, even take care of the animals. If he take care of the animals, he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of me. You know, I will trust in the Lord, finding peace in your now. I will trust in the Lord. I will serve the Lord. You know, sometimes we say, I will serve the Lord. And what does this have to do with finding peace in your now? I think one of the very, very important things about finding peace in your now is serving the Lord. Finding peace, serving the Lord. If you're in ministry, even if you're not in ministry, if you're a Christian, serving the Lord. How can I serve the Lord? Be a light. Be an example. You know, but something happens when we talk about I will serve the Lord. And something happens, though, when God begins to open up doors and he begins to lead some ways that we don't necessarily like. Because how many of you know that sometimes God might tell you, I want you to give this person that. And you say, Lord, I don't want to give that. That's my favorite shirt. Those are my favorite shoes. But I'm going to tell you this. Serving the Lord is not contingent or based upon whether or not you like that thing that God has placed on your heart for you to do. What's going on, Yuri's? What's going on, Troy? Serving the Lord is not contingent, hey, bro, on whether you like something or whether you don't like. It's really contingent and based upon, are you going to be obedient? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, are you going to be obedient to what God is telling you to do? Listen, when you serve the Lord, you serve the Lord honestly from your heart. Listen, there's so much peace that you will experience when you serve the Lord. You're not talking about this. Doing what God has called you to do. Doing what God has created you to do. First of all, we should love the Lord with our heart, our whole heart, our soul, our might, our mind, everything within us, we should serve the Lord, right? And when you serve the Lord with everything, you can rest. You can find that, you can have that sweet peace, that peace that the world cannot understand. You experience that peace when you serve the Lord from your heart and your soul. And also with serving the Lord, doing that thing that he's called you to do. Now, Teresa says this, we need to let it go and let God's will be done. He knows what is best for us, even if his way isn't what we were looking for. That's so true. I'm going to read that again. Great point, Teresa. Teresa wrote this. We need to let it go and let God's will be done. He knows what is best for us, even if his way isn't what we were looking for. Thank you for saying that, Teresa. You know, I think that sometimes we don't want to admit it, but our actions show it. When God is leading us in a direction and we say, Lord, I don't want to go in that direction. That's not the direction that I want to go with it with. That's not the direction I want to go in. I don't want to go. I don't want to do that right now. That's not my plan. You know, I don't know about you, but you know, God has a way sometimes of getting your attention when he's trying to lead you in one direction and you're saying no and you're fighting him left and right. You know, what's going on? You're fighting him on both sides. You know, I don't know about you, but I've experienced that myself. You know, and when Teresa was going to stand, when Teresa said this, we need to let it go. That it. What is that it for you? What do you need to let go in order to let God's will be done? You know, for myself, there are some business plans and things that I had laid up. I had everything lined up. I'm going to do this by this time. I'm going to do this by this point. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I began to look at my time. This month is passing by so quickly. I'm like, man, I'm already up on my deadline. And it's like, I was beginning to go there, y'all. I was beginning to go there. You know, like, this person hasn't called me. That person hasn't called me. This person hasn't given me this information. What am I going to do? And God says, do what I've called you to do. Do what I've called you to do. God's like, I can wait until next year. Next year? That's another two or three months. January? But I'm telling you this, a peace came over me when I got to that point when I just said, okay, Lord, okay, I surrender. Okay, Lord, what are you, okay, I know what you're telling me to do. Wait does not necessarily mean no, but there's so many different things going on in this season. And God's like, no, you wait. And I didn't get this answer until I left and went on my vacation. I didn't get this information till I left. So God changed my surroundings a little bit. And finding peace in your now, I just had to accept it. I just had to accept, okay, God, this is what you're putting in my heart. So I'm going to trust and believe in you. And I'm good. I'm good. Troy says this, two options. You can follow the spirit or your flesh. Troy, I might have to throw this mic at you. If this is my mic, I'm going to have to throw this at you. You know, I love that, Troy. Two options. You can either follow your spirit or your flesh. And I don't know about you, but I didn't want to go through that whole thing of fussing and fighting with the Lord and trying to do this thing that I was going to do this month. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to see what you can do. I need to chill out. I need to focus on you. You know, and finding peace in your now. I said, I will serve the Lord. I had to get to a place, to a point, place where I had to surrender. When you serve someone, you surrender. You're surrendering. You know, sometimes people think like being out front in a church in any capacity, leadership capacity is like, oh, that's great. I want to be up there. But there's a lot of sacrifices, a lot of sacrificing that goes on that you have no idea. Sacrificing your time, sacrificing your wants. There's a lot of things that go along with that. So it's not about what you see. Oh, that person looked like they're this, this. You know, that person spent probably, that pastor has probably spent a lot of time in prayer, spent a lot of time serving. I will serve the Lord. It's about being a servant. It's about serving. What's going on, cuz? Troy says, once you say, I, that's the flesh. When you say, God, what would you have me do? You following the Spirit. That's so true, Troy. That's so true. When you say, I said, I. When you say, Troy wrote, when you say God, what would you have me to do? You're following the Spirit. That's it. That is it, Troy. That is it. God, what would you have me to do? Then when he tells you, you got to go ahead and do it. But how many of you have said, Lord, please show me your way. Please speak to me, Lord. Please speak to me. And God put something in your heart. And he begins to move some things around in your life. And he say, I didn't want you to do that. You know, I wanted you to do X, Y, and Z. But listen to this. Serving the Lord means being a servant. What's going on, Tarlin? Serving the Lord means being a servant. It means having a servant's heart. It means saying, not my will, but your will be done. What do you want me to do? You know, and this is where I am this year. This is where I really have been this year. Where I've been this year is at this place of just saying, what would you have me to do, Lord? And doing what I feel like God has created me to do. Are you guys with me on that? Are you guys thinking that too? My cousin says, what's up, cuz? It was great getting to see you this week. Yeah, guys, I saw my cousin David. Say hello to my cousin David. Got a chance to see him in Dallas this week, and it was a blessing. Love you, cuz. You know, and but you know, yeah, stay here. I know you're hour behind. But when you get to a point where you're saying, Lord, I want to be a servant. I want to do what you call me to do. That's where I've been this year. I've been this place of, what have you created me to do? That's what I want to do. And sometimes, guys, we might think we're going one way down the highway, and God might say, I'm going to take you off this exit. We're like, Lord, we get down, go downtown by going straight. He might say, no, I need you to get off this exit. But we don't understand at that time that when we when God leads us off of that exit, that perhaps there's someone who needs assistance. Perhaps God's going to bless you and take you another different way. You never know. But the thing about it is this. We have to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to follow you. No, being a servant means following. That means we're not in control. God is in control. And we're saying, Lord, what would you have me to do? So finding peace in your now. I will trust in the Lord. I will serve the Lord. Like I was saying, serving means to be a servant. Also, how about this? Giving God your all, not man. You know, sometimes, my cousin says, hello, everyone. Sometimes we feel, I feel sometimes that we think that we focus on the whole thing about being a servant, about serving man. You're serving God, ultimately. You're serving God. What is God telling you to do? Are you being obedient to what God is telling you to do? Not necessarily man, but what is God telling you to do? I will serve the Lord. The reason why I say that, because sometimes we get it mixed up, and we start serving each other first, and we'll spend that time serving God first. We'll spend that time saying, Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, which direction would you like have me to go in? And we don't do that. Sometimes we lose sight. Sometimes I have lost sight. You know, so giving God your all, not man, giving God your all first. You know, and I want to say this. How many of you guys really, really are really, really wanting to do what God has called you to do, what He's created you to do. And I don't know about you, but with so many people dying, with the state that our world is in right now, I want to really do what God has called me to do. That's kind of so important, guys, for us to know the Word of God for ourselves. That's becoming so important for us to spend time with God, praying, God, what is your will for my life? And the reason I'm saying this is because we need to put the focus. What's going on, Brian? We need to put the focus on God. I will serve the Lord. And when you serve the Lord, and you're doing what God's called you to do, then you're blessed, and you're blessing. You're being obedient. You're blessing His people. His people are blessed. We're blessed. Everyone's blessed, but you just got to keep God first. Keep God number one. Tiberius says this, if we do what Jesus tells us to do, one day at a time, we will always be in the center of His will. That's so true, Tiberius. That's so true. If we do what Jesus tells us to do, one day at a time, we will always be in the center of His will. You know what? Tiberius, I love that when you said that. What the part that got me, if we do what Jesus tells us to do, one day at a time. You know what? Sometimes we worry about tomorrow. And tomorrow hasn't even gotten here yet. And I don't know about you guys, but I used to, I would worry about yesterday. I did this yesterday. Oh! And then I worry about today. How's it going to happen today? Lord, how? And then I worry about the future. And by next week, then I'm going to do this. And my mom would say, look, you're worrying about next week. Next week hasn't come yet. Stay right here in the now. Finding peace in your now, where you stay. It's frozen up again. Where you stay doing what God has called you to do. And you do it one day at a time. Tonight we're talking about finding peace in your now. We're talking about finding peace in your now. You know, are you guys having an issue, or is Sabria the only one that's having an issue with seeing me? Can you guys see me? You guys, is it freezing up on you guys? I hope it unfreezes. But you know what? Are you guys there? Can you see me? Some say, hey, has it frozen up again? Okay. We're having some issues. I'm not going to talk about my carrier. Right now. I'm going to try to stay focused. You know, if we stay in the place where God wants us right now, what is God telling you to do right now? Not what. Okay, thank you, Teresa. Not what will he do, but what is He doing right now? What does He want you to do right now? Stand in that now. You can see me, Deborah? You can see me, Waddles? Okay, cool. We're talking about some affirmations to go along with the whole thing about finding your peace in your now. Finding peace in your now. One, I will trust in the Lord. Two, I will serve the Lord. Three, I will seek the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 6, verse, I'm reading 31 through 35 again. Revisit this for a second. So Jesus says, so do not worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Sometimes we have to get to a point where we say, I will seek the kingdom of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, sometimes, and when Jesus was talking about this whole thing, and he was talking about the pagans, he was talking about the ones who are the non-believers, those who don't serve God, those who are not Christians. He says, for they run after all these things. What do you run after? What shall we eat? What shall we wear? What shall we drink? They worry about these different things. But he's saying this, look, your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That but means it's time to turn that corner. But seek ye first. You know, how many of us as Christians, and I'm stepping in my own feet right now. My own feet. I'm about to step in my own feet. Sometimes we've worried about how we're going to pay this bill, how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that, how we're going to do this. Oh, Lord, how am I going to get through this? But we forget what God has done, what he's brought us through. We forget the miracles that he's already worked in our lives before. We forget. And we forget to look at the history, our own history book. Imagine our lives. Going back into your, revisiting your life, revisiting some of the things you've gone through, and you can see that God has been there for you. And how many of you guys, we get stuck in that place? We get stuck in that place of worrying how this, how that. Finding peace, today's discussion, finding peace in your now. And if you're worrying, you're not going to find that peace in your now. If you're worrying like, how am I going to eat this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Lord, I'm going to trust and I'm going to believe in you because I've seen you work miracles in my life. Because I've read these stories, these great Bible stories about some of the early pioneers, you know, in the faith and what they've gone through. You know, but how many of you know that we have to sit back sometimes and just examine our lives, examine ourselves. Finding peace in your now. If you don't have peace, I just encourage you to sit back, take some time to meditate. What's going on, Patricia? Get some time, take some time to just relax, to really meditate, to really think about what God has done in you, in your life, for you, for his glory. You know, in finding peace in your now, we have to get to that point where we seek first the kingdom of God. And sometimes think we are seeking the kingdom of God more so we're seeking his hand. We're like, sometimes I feel like we're more like seeking God, like, God, I want you to bless me with this. But what are we willing to do? God, I want you to bless me with that. But what have we done lately for the Lord? And the thing about it is this, what are we focused on? Are we focused on things that God can do for us or things we want, or are we really focused on, you know what, I love you. Thank you for giving me peace. Thank you for giving me life. Thank you for giving me joy. Thank you for giving me hope and a future. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Are we saying more so focused on, God, I want that house. I want a $200,000 house. But we don't want to do the work. I want a 200, you know, sometimes I think we focus on our wants so much that, and we think that that's seeking the kingdom of God. What does seeking the kingdom of God mean for you guys? You know, now this is interactive. So this is your first time coming through, cuz. Mike, as we're talking, you know, you can engage in the conversation, type something in, and we're discussing things like that. But what does seeking the kingdom of God mean for you in your life? And how does this relate to finding peace in your now? You find that peace when you put God first. You find that peace when you're focusing on God. So my question for you is, what are you focused on? Are you focused on the things that you have, or are you focused on a relationship with the Lord? Do you want his hand, or do you really want that relationship? Because something happens if you really want that relationship with God. Get ready to hear no. Get ready to hear not yet. Get ready to hear yes. You weren't expecting me to say that. God not always, it's not about thinking about the no's and the not yet's. But God does say yes. But the question is, what are you focused on? If you're focusing on the things that are temporal, listen, you're not going to have real peace. Because guess what? Life is going to happen. You can have some ups and some downs. You can have those valley experiences. But you know you can get through those valley experiences if you keep your eyes focused on God. Not focused on the things that you that are earthly, but focusing on God. Now listen to this. Sometimes it's not going to be easy. Now I say that because I think sometimes we think that this Christian life is just going to be something that's just so easy to do. It's not necessarily easy if we're doing what God has called us to do. It's easy if we keep our trust in the Lord. It's easy if we say, I will serve the Lord. It's easy if we say, I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. All those things you receive when you seek the kingdom of God first. But the key is to seek the kingdom of God first. And the amazing part about it is that when you do that, what's going on, Christopher? Christopher Michael Young, when you do that, when you seek the Lord with all your heart and you do these things, you will find peace in your now because you know I've been obedient. Because you know I'm focusing on God. Because you're saying, you know, I'm looking for the kingdom. I'm seeking the kingdom. The biggest thing is what are you seeking? You know, this world, this thing is this temporal. This is not going to be here. And listen, so many people are dying. So many new lives are being born, but it is happening. Maybe it's because of my age. I'm seeing people in my age group, even younger people, passing away quickly. And I really, really want, I don't know about you, but I really want to do what God has called me to do. So finding peace in your now is so important. I will trust in the Lord. I will serve the Lord. I will seek the kingdom of God. Then think about really thinking about what you're focusing on. What are you focusing on? What's going on, James? What are you really focusing on in your life? Is it for the money? Was it to make a difference? Is it to be what God's called you to be and to do what he's called you to do? Was it just about material wealth? But guess what can happen? Guess what can happen? If you seek the kingdom of God and all first, and all his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. All the different things that you think that you need, guess what? You really, really will get the things that you need. And sometimes the things that you want, when you seek the kingdom of God first, seek God, not his hand, seek to have a relationship with God. And when you can get to that point where you can say, have your own way, Lord. Have your own way. I am the potter. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after your will. I got this is something we're trying to tell this, say this, song. I'm about to look it up. But you guys know it. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. I am the potter. You are the potter. I am the clay. I'm not even trying to do that. Have thine own way, Lord. Okay, yes, I'm looking at these lyrics. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Great evening, James. Yielded and still. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Something happens when you're yielded and still. You say, I'm going to trust in you. I need your peace. I need you right now. I'm going to trust in you. And how many of you know that sometimes when, since God is the potter and we are the clay, he molds us through these situations called life. He molds us. And the thing about it is this, are we willing to learn what God is trying to tell us? I don't know about you, but I really want to do what God has called me to do. Thanks, James. Thanks for getting this, James. I already looked it up. What's up, Michael? I already looked it up. But thank you for putting it right here, James. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. We were talking about waiting earlier tonight, about the whole thing about waiting on the Lord and finding that peace in your now, finding that peace in your moment right now where you're just saying, where you will just say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to wait. I'm going to be obedient to what you're telling me. I'm going to wait. Seeking the kingdom of God, it's not like a one-time thing. Sometimes we learn these scriptures and we sing these songs. You know, seeking the kingdom of God is a daily thing. It's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing. It's seeking God, seeking his will in your life, seeking his direction. And when you do that, you find the peace. Because you know that God has your back. Because you know that God has you. There's something that comes when you get to that point where you say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to rest in you. I'm going to rest in you. In this moment, I'm going to just believe that you've got my back. I'm going to believe that you have me. I'm going to believe that you're leading me. I'm going to believe that you are guiding me. You know, I got to tell you this. God is telling us, and I know he's telling me this, and I'm sharing this with you. Finding your peace in your now is so important. You know, people have breakdowns, mental breakdowns, when they cannot get to the place where they say, like the song, Have Thy No Way. Because really, we're trying to, more than likely sometimes, within our society, within our lives, we want to have our own way. We don't want to say, Lord, have your own way. You know, God, I'm trying to do this thing right now. And I had this conversation with the Lord. And a few days ago, I'm like, Lord, I'm trying to do this now. And God's like, with everything that's going on, that's happening so quickly. And the reason why I'm saying this, guys, because I got so busy with my schedule that I didn't have time for me. I didn't have time to pray almost. And it was that busy. I'm not saying that for real about the prayer part, but the part about being so busy. Each day was booked. You know, God, you called me to do this. You give me this gift. Boom, 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 boom. I'm doing this. Every day I was busy. Like, Lord, what, do I have time to really even seek your face? So I'm getting up early and I'm getting done late. But how many of you know that God has not called us to live a life like that? Sometimes there might be seasons where we will be busy, but listen, you have to have some time to live. You have to have some time to regroup. You have to have some time to get rejuvenated. You have to have time to spend with the Lord. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I had to get to the point where I said, you know, this past weekend, okay, Lord, not right now. And I found peace, and I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to rest in this. I'm going to rest in what you're saying to me, because if I try to do it in my own strength, I'm going to mess it up. How many of you know about that? If you try to do it in your own strength, you're going to mess it up. So I've had to ask myself, will I trust in the Lord? Will I serve the Lord? Will I seek first the kingdom of God? Or am I going to say I'm seeking the kingdom of God, but I'm really seeking my own way? I'm not thinking about that song, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. I'm thinking about I want to do it my way. You know, and I want that song sung over my life. He did it his way. Nah, I want to do it God's way. Because, listen, we're not living in a time where we're promised. You know, people are dying. People are getting shot. I've seen people have overdose. I've seen so many different things happen. Lord, what are you telling me to do for my life? And sometimes we have to get to this point, and we're almost done in the next 5 minutes. James says this, that's a word for me. Lord, I'm going to rest in you. Praise God, James. Praise God. This is definitely a word from me. What's going on, Yvette? What's going on, Jamal? Getting to that point where I was saying to myself, I will find peace in my now. I will find peace in my now. I will find peace in this moment with whatever decision that you have had to make. Will you find that peace that you need? Teresa says, yes, indeed. And we can really mess things up. Yeah, I've done that. I've been there. I've done that. And I didn't want to keep on fighting with the Lord. I'm going to keep on trying to do this, make this go. I'm going to make it by the end of this month. It's going to happen. But what the thought that came to my mind was, what would happen if I were to say yes, Lord, and be obedient? Perhaps what God has in store was going to be better than my own thinking if I will wait. It's okay to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. When we wait, he renews our strength, right? When we wait, he's able to do what he wants us to do. But we have to find that rest in God. I say, I will find peace in my now. Will you find peace in your now? Your now, your moment right now. Will you find peace? How will you find peace? Resting in God. Building up your faith. Encouraging yourself in the Lord. You know, James says this, finding peace in your now, learning to be content in the state you are in, definitely will require complete and total trust in the Lord. You know, James, you know you're telling the truth right there, James. You know, and getting to that point, James, where you talk about definitely requiring complete and total trust in the Lord. How many of us are willing to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to completely entrust you. I'm going to completely and totally trust you. And sometimes, someone said it earlier tonight, sometimes that might require letting go of some things. And there's some things that I did not want to let go of. I was like, Lord, I'm not ready to let go. But guess what? Finding peace in your now. It is better to hear the Lord and obey what the Lord is telling you to do rather than to keep on going and be punished. We got to build up ourselves in the faith, right? And then we have to be confident. That's what I was saying. James, you already said, kind of said it. Confident in God. We have to be confident. We have to definitely put our complete and total trust in the Lord. Then we have to be confident in God and in his ability to provide. How crazy is that? Because the reason why I say that, how crazy, being confident in God and his ability to provide. Sometimes we act as if God cannot provide for us. He's been providing for us since before we came here, right? And he created us. We're here. So we have to get to a place where we definitely will have complete and total trust in the Lord. For myself, guys, I got to the point where I just said, Lord, I don't want to have this fight against my flesh and against your spirit. Yes, Lord. And I laid that thing down. And as I laid it down, I can hear the thoughts in my mind like, you want to wait until January? And then I said, Lord, I've been there when I have done the opposite. And I don't want to go down that road to see what was going to happen. It's better for me. And I have peace with that decision. Lord, have your way. Sometimes finding peace in your now is letting go and trusting in the Lord so you can serve the Lord totally. They seek the kingdom of God with your whole heart. And when you do that, you find your peace in your now. Whew! You guys get that? When you let go of it, whatever that it is, and you let it go, you trust in the Lord totally, completely. You serve the Lord with everything that's within you. You seek the kingdom of God, and then you will find peace in your now. But you got to get to that point where you say, I'm going to let go. You know, Rhonda says this. Hey, Rhonda, she says, his ability to provide opportunities. However, they who are willing and obedient shall enjoy the good of the land. You know, and I love what you said right there, Rhonda. Amen, Rhonda. Rhonda says, his ability to provide opportunities. That's so true. We act we need, God needs our help. Don't you know when we're obedient and we do those things that God's called us to do, he will open up those doors. He will open up those doors. So finding peace in your now. I pray that this message has blessed you. I pray that our discussion has touched your hearts and your lives. Please share this post on your pages. And I pray that you guys will find the peace in your now. Whatever that it is that you need to let go of, let it go. Whatever God's telling you to do, go ahead and do that thing. Go ahead and do that thing. Do what he's called you to do. Make every second count. No, Rhonda says this, let go of fear and disbelief. Yeah, you know what? Let me ask this question. Whatever you're willing to let go, post it right there. Now, mind you, this post gets commented on even after this show is, even after this broadcast has ended. You know, so please, whatever it is that you're letting go of, make your proclamation. Let go of fear, doubt, and belief. What am I going to let go of? I'm going to let go of control and put my total trust in God. I'm going to let go of that whole thing about control and follow God. I will trust in the Lord. I will serve the Lord. I will seek the kingdom of God first. And when I do that, when you do that, we both will find the peace that surpasses all understanding. What's going on, Kelvin? James says this, willing to let go of worry and my fear of not being in control. Amen. Amen. You know, the scripture that I read tonight was Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Talking about that worrying. Jesus saying, do not worry. God will take care of you. God will take care of me. And let us get to the point where we say, have thine own way, Lord. You know, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. It's a little tired. I'm a little tired tonight. But to get the point of it, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. And when you do that, guys, I promise you, you're going to find the peace in your now. You're going to find that peace that surpasses all understanding. When all those different things are happening in your life, you know that you serve a God who is able. You serve a God who has already done. You serve a God who is doing it. That thing in your life. Be willing to let go. Whatever it is that you got to let go. Water said, beautiful. My mom says, hallelujah and amen to that. Amen. Praise God. Trust in the Lord. Find your peace in your now. Teresa says, letting go of this family issue that's going on and let God fix it. Yeah, let God fix it. You just pray and praise God and say, thank you, Lord, for doing this thing. And go to sleep. go to sleep knowing that God is working that thing out in your life. Thank you, Patricia, thank you so much. I'm a little tired, but have thine own way, Lord. I want to say God bless you guys. God bless you. I'm going to read this one down. I'm going to get ready to get off. Rhonda says, God is good. He is love and he is knowledge. Acquire knowledge and you acquire God. Perishing will go away. Fear will go away. Doubt and disbelief will follow. Read his word. Praise God. Yeah, read the word for yourself. Read the word for yourself. Read the word for yourself. Have an experience with God yourself. Don't let me tell you. Try him and know that he is good. Try him. Pray. Read the word of God. Find a Bible-believing church to go to. You know? Find peace in your now. I want to say God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again next Tuesday from 9 to 10. Please keep the conversation going. I will be responding to your texts and things like that, and your messages. Please share this on your pages. God bless you. Have a great night. Be encouraged. Please let me know how this ministry is blessing you, because you guys are definitely blessing me, and I thank you guys for tuning in. I thank you for allowing God to speak to you, speak through you. Thank you for praying for me, for praying for my family, and I pray for you guys. I pray God will bless you. I pray God will keep you, and I pray that you will find peace in your now, in your moment right now. God bless you guys. Thank you, Karina. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you so much, everyone. God bless you. I love all you guys. Have a great night, and be encouraged.